001.
Whoever wants to know, call up and ask me.
001, Thursday night, Chodesh HaLevavos, Shaar HaKniya, Perek Vav, the second shiur in Perek Vav in Shaar HaKniya. Chodesh HaLevavos is talking about, in Perek Shishi, 10 things that the 10 Hanhogas that a Baal Kniya has. Till now we talked about how to be Kona Kniya, and now we're talking about how to utilize Kniya.
What should be the actions that how does a humble person act? So the first was Yedias Hashem, that the humble person will always chazer over and study and contemplate the godless Hashem. Because although this is system of Kniya, is that the main Kniya is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first Hanhaga of a Baal Kniya is to study and to learn about the Romamus and the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will in turn, that'll be his fuel line into Kniya, into humbleness. If he's constantly aware of, as the Chavit HaLavavos brings down the puzzle, Gein Kodesh Kashem, Nein Tzur Kolokeinu, if he's constantly aware of the Romamus Hashem, maybe the way the Rambam describes it, Hilchos HaSodei Torah, so he'll always feel Nichla. So that's the second Hanhoga was to learn. Second Hanhoga on page Reish Dalet that the Chavit HaLavavos said was pleasure to learn. Kniya is, you have to learn how the world functions, you have to learn how the Bria functions, you have to learn how about Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo, and you have to learn Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, Kedei Sheyilmad Mehem U'Mehem, Kedei Sheyilmad Bohem U'Mehem, Tanoi Hanova U'Kol Shimusha. You have to know when to be humble, when not. When do you exercise the Midas Azus? When do you exercise the Midas Vayigba Libo B'darke Hashem? When do you fight with Rishoyim? When do you exercise Kniya? How? What? When? That's the Sheni. So the first one is the most overwhelming producer of Kniya, which is Yedias Hashem. The second is to learn Torah, to learn Musar, to learn Hashkofa Sfarim, to see how and when and in what way the Kniya is exercised. Now we're up to the Hashlishi. This is where we're up to. Again, page Reish Dalet. The Hanhoga of a Baal Kniya. How the Kniya should be utilized. What does the Baal Kniya do? So the Hashlishi, the third thing, is Rachvus Halev V'Hasavlonus. This is really, it's a chiddush, it's amazing. The Rebbe Halvada says, first of all, Rachvus Halev means you're broad-minded. You're not narrow-minded. Now, what does that mean? Like, what? Broad-minded? What does it have to do with Kniya? V'Hasavlonus. He has patience. He accepts things. So what is he talking about? Well, first of all, Rachmus Halev Savlonus is because, I mean, the more narrow-minded a person is, so the more every little thing will bother him. He won't be able to be soible things. If things are not exactly the way he wants it to be, you know, narrow-minded people, so they're right away, I mean, they don't have a fanem, they don't have a broad outlook, so everything has to be exactly so. And if it's not exactly so, it's the mark of a small mind that they can't look aside from things. If it's not exactly the way they want it, so it bothers them to no end. And therefore, he puts together Rachvus Halev B'Hasavlonus. Now, what is he talking about? What does it have to do with Kniya? What's this Savlonus? For what? L'masha Einu Rotzui Lo, he's able to be Sovel, a humble person. A person with Kniya can be soivel, can tolerate will tolerate ma she'ein rotzoi loy min adiburim v'hamaisim. He hears things directed against him that are not pleasant. Things are done to him. The Rambam, in describing the Issa lo sikim v'lo sitar, talks about the Baal Kaniyah, talks about a humble person. A humble person doesn't take offense at everything and has to lash back. He accepts things. That's sablons. The truth is, we're supposed to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we always, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rafim Lachanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed V'Yemes, Nosa Chesed La'alofim, we talk about the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The truth is, if you learn and study the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, they are really all, or virtually all, are forms of savlanus. They're all different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sovel us, is sovel averus, is sovel arasha, is sovel people who don't really carry out His will the way they're supposed to, right? Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, V'Yemes, Notzah Chesed, L'Alofim, Notzah Yodol, Nefesh, Elecha. It's all savlanus. It's a very choshev amida to be sovel things that are not exactly tailor-made to the way you would want them to be. Rachvus halev, and this is a function, according to the Chayvus Halbavus, this is a function of anova. The balgaiva, the self-centered person, the person who thinks the world revolves around him, the person who thinks he's the center of the universe, so things have to be the way he wants it. And if things are not the way he wants it, kol shekein, if someone acts against him in opposition to his will, or kol shekein, if someone talks against him or acts against him or messes him up or does something to him, so he lashes back, takes the kama, he punishes. The third function of a Baal Kaniyah, the third way in which a Baal Kaniyah will live and act, is that he'll be, so listen to the words of the Chayvus Halbavus, he'll be a broad-minded person, and this will be a function of anava. If you feel nothing's really coming to you, you know, Hashem gives you everything, right? Chayvus Halbavus wants the Baal Kaniyah to focus on his relationship with Hashem. Nothing's coming to me. Nothing that I have is of my own, whether it's my intelligence or my accomplishments, my abilities. It's all from Hashem. I have nothing to be proud of. I can be confident. I can be. The Chayvus Halbavus, right, said in the first parak, you have to be confident. A person who lacks self-confidence is not a mensch. In fact, he's like an animal. He's not a mensch. He has no sense of self. He doesn't have aspirations and hopes and confidence. So he's not a person. So he compares him to the animal that's, you know, whipped by the owner. So that's not kniya. Hashem doesn't want that kind of kniya. But on the other hand, he realizes that nothing is of his own. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that person should exercise a broad-mindedness. This is how the Chayvus Halbavus is thinking. A broad-mindedness which will allow him to have patience and to be sovel and to accept things that are not the way he wants it. Lamasha ain't a rotzui lo, things that are not pleasing to him, things that are not according to his will. Min hadiburim, whether people talk against him. People talk against him. So the Baal Gaiva, the narrow-minded person who needs everybody to approve of him, and he can't stand it, right? He can't be so well that someone doesn't hold of him, or that someone thinks he made a mistake, or that someone thinks he did wrong, so he won't accept it. So he won't have savlanus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts plenty of things. He can't accept it, so he lashes back. But the Baal Kniya will have rachmas aleva savlonus lamasha and a rotsonoi, what he doesn't like, what he doesn't want. Minadiburim v'maisim, and he's doing it l'shem Hashem yisala, because that's the rotson Hashem. He knows that Hashem doesn't want me to react either. That the pshat could also be that Hashem wants this to happen. That's what David said by Shimi when Shimi cursed him. So he said, Hanichu lo, right? His men said, you know, let's get this guy. He said, Hashem amalo kaleo. So that could be another interpretation of l'shem Hashem yisale. It could mean l'kavod Hashem, because Hashem doesn't want him to do it. Or it could mean l'shem Hashem yisale, because he realizes that Hashem wants this to happen. So the person's just doing what Hashem wants. So he accepts it and he's sober lit. He accepts people paying him back Ro'a Tachas Tolma. That's the whole Davar HaMelech we learned in the Nachshir. It's now coming up time and time again. And it's, if you say Tillim, it's a very common, frequent, it's a very frequent theme in Tillim. But David HaMelech felt that he was treated badly. People treated him with Ro'a Tachas Tova, certainly Shaul. We just had the story of Nabal HaKarmeli that treated him Ro'a Tachas Tova. And in all of these episodes, David HaMelech ends up reacting that he, okay. So it's not the way I want to. What? Yeah, because ultimately that shows that when you're removed from it, so then you know when you're mekanei kinas Hashem, when you're punishing an evildoer, and when you're just reacting to a slight on your own honor. So he says, like, I'm not going to do anything. And that's what he said by Shaul. By Shaul, we had the same apostle. It was amazing, right? In the same pasuk, with two psukim in a row, he says, I'm not going to touch you, I'm not going to do anything to you. But then he uses very harsh words, Hashem will pay you back for what you're doing to me. So, by being able to remove himself from the equation, he showed that he can deal with the situation as if it's happening to another person. So he has the midah of savlonus. Kamosha Omar, im gamalti shalmi ra, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, If I paid back those who dealt with me badly, if I dealt with them badly, Adarabba, I helped my enemies. I did things for them without any hope of repayment. So this is a function of anava. You can live this way. You can maintain your equilibrium. You can maintain your calmness. You could be calm and be sovel and have patience if you're an onov. If you don't have the sense of entitlement, if you don't have the sense of self-centeredness, so then you're able to, okay, no, it's not the way exactly you want to. Hotek and Tansi, he did that to me. No, I'll live through it. It's not the end of the world. I'll go on. That's what the Baal Kniya says. The Omar, and Pasuk and Mishlei, Al Tomer Kasher Asali, Kena Asalo, ooh, I'm going to get this guy back. The Omru Kadunenu Alav Hashalom. This is what it refers to in the famous statement, Hane Elovim Ve'enem Ovim. Those who are shamed by others, Ve'enem Ovim, and they don't shame back, Shomim Cherposim Ve'enem Meshivim, Osim Me'ava, they truly serve Hashem Me'ava, Usmechem Be'Yisurim, they're actually happy that this is happening to them. Either they see it as a mirror kavonos, right? They say a kapora, it should be a kapora for my averus, or they're smechem biyisurim because of the knowledge that they're doing the rotzon Hashem in not having machlokes, in not taking nekama. So they're someach in their realization that they're doing Hashem's will, and they're doing it like Lefum Tsara Agra, they're doing it in a way that maximum schar, because they're going against their nature. So that's, there's a lot of tsaren going against your nature. You have to swallow hard and bear it, right? Or grin and bear it. So there's Fum Tsara Agra, the schar, so they can be someach about that. Aleim HaKos of Omer, the Oavov Ketseis HaShemesh Begvuroso. So there's a lot of interpretations to this. The Miri has a very interesting shot that the Shemesh was the first to act this way. That when the Levana said that Ein Shnei Melochim, right? So for all the Shemesh knew, Hashem would have been Mamayit the Shemesh if it accepted the Erech's timing. But the Shemesh was Shosek, it didn't say anything. So the Miri learns that the Shemesh was the first. That's why we say the Yavav Ketseis HaShemesh Begvur also. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to the Shemesh most of the Teva. Most of the Teva in the world is controlled and affected by the Shemesh.
Because the Shemesh was going to take whatever is,
yeah,
whatever he decides by.
Right, right. That's how the Miri explains this phrase that Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShemesh Begvur also. Some say that there's a famous medrash that the Shemesh doesn't want to shine, but the old devil, the Zora, says, I'm just going to be machshel people. And there's a Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces it to go out. So that's the reference to Ketseis HaShemesh Begvur also, that it goes against its nature in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. Some say that it's a third pshat in this Gemara, Bosapis Shemesh, is that, like, just like the sun, many, many times it's cloudy, and you don't really see the full force of the sun. But the sun's there, in all of its glory, and all of its koach. So now it's a little cloud. In another few minutes it'll come out from behind the cloud. So that's how a person should deal with people who are making fun of him, or opposing him, or talking Lashon Hara about him, slandering him, doing all the things we're talking about, that the Chavis HaLavos wants you to be so valid. And again, it's because of a broad-mindedness. I hope there's a Meridika insight here into human character, that it takes a broad-mindedness to be able to be so valid. If you have like a hekef, it's called. If you have an ability to just, you know, so you can go with the flow. Things don't throw you off.
Is it a three-step process?
What?
Is this a three-step process?
Yeah. You're an onov. The whole thing's going to come from onov. He's describing the way an onov should live. That's what this perek is about. This perek is the 10 hanhogas that an onov will have if he's a true onov. So the first is he'll be aware and he'll study and he'll contemplate that his baruch is godless. The second is he'll learn and study, and he'll learn Torah, he'll learn Musa, he'll learn Hashkafa, he'll learn Nach, and he'll see how people function in different situations, and he'll learn from that when yes, when not, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, when do you stand up to your rights, when do you say okay. No. The third is this midah of sablonus. It's amazing. You start off as an anav, it's a function of anav. A balgaiva can't be sovel. The onov will utilize his onova to be sovel, to have rachvus halev, not to be pompous. It's all pompous. It's a thing, not everybody is like you, and not everybody has to do things the way you do them, and not everybody has to hold of what you hold of, and not everybody has to disapprove of what you disapprove of. There's a rachvus halev there. Because when you are not the center of the universe, so then you realize that there's people that are not like you. Because why should they be like you? Maybe you should be like them. Right? Right? And then you're a savlon, and a savlon is the balachta bedrochov. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as a tremendous savlon. So the Lotus wants an onov to accept things that he doesn't like, that he opposes. And he accepts them, and he deals with it. That's this third mida, and that's v'hu hanikra etzlam mavir al midosov. This is kolam mavir al midosov mavir loy al kol pshoav. We're not talking about a small thing here. We're talking about a mavater. We're talking about someone who's mavir al midosov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you mavir loy al kol pshoav, even if. Right? This is the way to escape Midas Hadin. This is the way to escape what you deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevater on Averis, with one exception. Mida Keneged Mida. If you're a Mevater and you don't stand on your rights, and you accept things. You see them as the Ratzon Hashem. That's why you bring them the very, and they love them, vein amoyovim. We know this phrase. I think it's a familiar enough phrase. But you have to think what it means. And they love them, vein amoyovim. Shomim cherposim, vein amishidim. Big deal. So that's the promise of oyovim, says Hashem is being Russo, and that's mavar al midos, mavirim al kol pshov. Okay, let's go further. The Haravi, the fourth Hanhoga of a Baal Kniya, you wouldn't think this, I'm telling you, Chavis HaLovos is very, in other Musas forum, you wouldn't see this. This is very, very unique to the Chavis HaLovos, his understanding of Hanhoga. Like, the next thing he's going to say, I don't think you'd find this in other Sfarim. Maybe, I don't know. He says, an Onov will do chesed with people. An Onov will be about chesed. A true Onov, asiyas ha-chesed bein b'nei yodom, uledaber aleihem tov, he'll always speak good of people. He won't be cynical. He won't always have a bad word to say about someone. And always see the bad side of things, and always curse out people, and be cynical and negative about an onov. In the again, Zalbalus is onov is someone that looks at everything as Hashem giving, Hashem grants. Everything is from Him. He doesn't deserve any thanks. He doesn't deserve any yashikayach. So this person will look kindly upon people. He'll like people. He'll want to help them. He won't look down on people. He won't be critical maybe is not the right word. That's not his point. He'll do chesed. He won't talk badly on them. The Lord knows from the schus. Right? That person is as much of a yachsen as he is. He'll be able to do v'atulayecha kamolcha. Think about it. If everything he has is just a gift from Hashem, so the other person is equal to him, right? He's no yachsen. So he'll be done people the kafschus, just like he's done himself the kafschus. He knows how hard it is to do things, so he'll be done them the kafschus. He won't talk bad, and it'll be much easier for him lehimona to refrain from rechilus and lashon hara, because he's not self-centered. So he has no need to put other people down, because he doesn't need to pick himself up above other people. He has no reason to feel superior to other people. So once you don't have a reason to feel superior to other people, you've cut out a lot of the motivation for rechilus and lashon hara. The yimchol, and he'll be moichel, im dibru rechilus lashon hara negdo. Now, bafal bishanim ruyim lakach, even though they don't deserve that, he should. Now, you have to see the difference. Although it sounds like a repetition of the third thing, at least this part, but he's coming from a different angle. In the third Hanhoga, is to accept things that you dislike, to accept things that you don't like, that are against your nature, that maybe someone hurt you, or slandered you, or made fun of you, or harmed you in any way. You accept it. You see it as the will of Hashem, and you're actually Mishalim Tova Tachasra, and so you're Moichel people, and you accept what people do to you as a function of Savlamus. That's what the third Hanhoga was. The third Hanhoga of Baal Anova, of Baal Kniya, is Savlamus. So a function of sablonus is you'll accept what people do to you. You won't get all excited. It's not the end of the world. The fourth hanhaga is he's talking about doing good to people, doing things for people, feeling kindly disposed towards people. It's more of a positive. The third one is to be a savlan, to accept things, to have patience, and not to go crazy when things happen, to be able to bear things, to be able to handle things. The fourth thing is more positive. Go to do chesed, to be dan people a kafschus, to think kindly of them, to be mochel them if they do something to you. That's all part of your, it's a function of chesed. You want to help people, you want to do things for people, you want to help them out, so you'll be mochel them if they wronged you. So the fourth thing is more of a positive, active. I didn't mean positive. I mean active. I'm sorry, the wrong word. More of an active midah about an honor will do things for people. He will talk kindly of people. He'll be done the kapschus. He wants to be helpful. He wants to be kind. He wants to do good things. That's the honor. In the third hanhaga, the honor was a savlan. He doesn't let things get to him. So they might both come together if, when saying that if someone wronged him, he'll be mochel. But they'll be coming from different angles, from a different psychological point in his emotional makeup. The third thing is accepting of things. In the fourth hanhaga that we're learning now, he wants to do things for people. So if someone wronged him, he'll be meichel them. He'll help them get back on track. He won't harm them back. He'll do good things to them. He wants to be helpful. He wants to be kind. He wants to be good. He doesn't see himself as the center of the universe. So he sees himself, if I'm able to do something for you, kol hakavod, avad I will. So that comes together in the midah of, we'll call it losikon velosikar, not doing back to people what they have done to him. Afal pishanim riyim lekach, even if they're not worthy of it, ke omro, don't talk bad, gam b'madoacha, even in your privacy, melech al tekalel. Omar picha shalachta bara. Don't talk badly. Don't talk negatively. Talk good. Be optimistic. See the good. Teshe b'achicha sadaber. This is all not the onov. You'll talk against your brother. B'benim chatit and dofi. What?
Yeah.
Right. So, does he mean for people like Bruce, or the equivalent of those that people nowadays? I don't know what nowadays means. There's halachas that govern that, but he's not getting into, I think, the pratim of who's a tina shenishba and who's a rasha and who are you allowed to harm. And he's not getting into those pratim. He's talking about a general attitude towards life, towards human beings. Uva mechilas harachilas l'lashon hara, where does it say v'yesh Moshe anav ma'od? When Miriam harmed him, or when she talked against him. So there's different ways of interpreting that pasuk. In the middle of the whole story, it says v'yesh Moshe anav ma'od. So some learn it's the Torah like being made on Moshe Rabbeinu, that they accused him of going too far. What do we have to be Parish Menaisha for? Like other Nevi'im. What does he have to put himself on such a pedestal for? So the Torah says, Vish Moshe Anav Mi'od. But the Rambam learns, and that's how the Chavis Halbavos learns, that that's is a chiddush in Hilchos Lashon Hara. That even though Miriam spoke against him, and he didn't care, didn't mean anything to him, he was Moichel Ha, the Rambam's Lashon is, he probably didn't even bother him in the first place, even though the Rambam says he was Moichel Ha, okay, no stira. So, Vish Moshe Anav Ma'od. See, the Chavis Halbavos is seeing that as a function of Anava. He was Moichel Ha, he didn't care because he was an Anav Ma'od, and he called Anav Mashal Pnei Adama. So that's why you should be Michael, if people talk against you too. But again, what's the difference between number three and number three? In number three, that's the Etzamida, to be a Savlon, to accept it, to see it as the Ratzon Hashem, not to let it get you go. Here, it's a more positive, he should want to help people. He should want to do good. He doesn't want to mess people up. He doesn't want people to be punished on his account. He likes people. They're as good as he is. Why? He's no better than them. So if he could be helpful, if he could help them along, sure, why not? He wants to do that. They'll wrong him, he'll be Michael them. That's where he's coming from in number four. But it's all a function of Anova, of Kniya. Okay, stop here.